We loaded up Ned's camper and headed north up the 101 to Lompoc, stopping first in Buellton for a bowl of split pea soup and an ostrich burger. Even with the food stop, we still made it in a little over 2 hours.
Spooky looking place.
Father Demetrius was waiting for us when we pulled up.
Kane Price, I presume.
And my colleague, Ned Ross. The priest gave us the grand tour. According to him, a ghost was roaming the church, opening and closing stained glass windows, ringing the bells in the tower, slamming doors, even moving the statues on the altar. Thanks for the tour, Father. It's a beautiful church.
And it should be a peaceful church. I hope you can help me.
We'll give it a go.
Can I answer any other questions before I leave you to investigate?
What should I ask?
Unrelated to the ghost, but I'm curious. What's that blinged-out gold chest by the altar?
That's a reliquary.
Sorry, I skipped a lot of Sunday school.
Well, I'm an old Catholic schoolboy. A reliquary contains a holy relic, usually a bone from the body of a saint.
You're kidding.
That's right, Ned. Our reliquary contains the finger bone of St. Anthony of Padua.
Sounds a little morbid.
Perhaps. But relics are considered powerful spiritual objects, capable of great protection and miraculous wonders.
What year was the church built?
This church was built in 1929. But the original mission church, which sat on this very site until it burned in 1928, was built in 1811.
That's a lot of history on one spot. No wonder there's paranormal activity here. The statue by the gold chest, who is it?
That's St. Anthony of Padua.
What's his story?
He was a 13th century Portuguese saint. He was born into great wealth, was known to be tormented by demons that he battled.
Sounds like my kind of guy. Are there any records that indicate when the hauntings began?
Some of my predecessors kept journals. The phenomena seems to have begun in the mid-1950s.
We should set up the equipment before it gets dark in here. I'm going to the camper, Kane.
One last thing, Kane. I need your word that you won't tell anyone of this investigation.
Okay, but why?
I'm undertaking this intervention on my own, without the official consent of the church.
Lots of red tape and bureaucracy, I'd imagine.
Exactly. I mean, how would it look if the press got wind of a Catholic priest calling in a rogue ghost hunter? No offense intended.
None taken. All right, you have my word. I'll keep it on the lowdown.